That's Marion McPartlin playing Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's All the Things You Are. And over the next hour, if I can touch on even half of all the things Marion McPartlin is, I'll have done very, very well. Hello, I'm Murray Horwitz. At NPR, I've been lucky enough to work closely with Marion, on the air and off, for over 25 years. But 25 years is nothing. Marion's been doing radio for almost 50 years, most of it spent on the monumental program we're celebrating. It's the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest music shows in American broadcast history, Marion McPartlin's Piano Jazz. Sorry, let me do that again. Marion McPartlin's Piano Jazz. Great, I've always wanted to do that. I mentioned that Marion is many things. Pianist, composer, author, storyteller, American song expert, pioneer, gender basher. It's hard to know where to start praising her. But that familiar theme song gives us a cue. It's called Kaleidoscope, a Marion McPartlin composition, by the way, and for 30 years, it's introduced Marion and one of the things she does best. Marion is a great radio host.
Oh, Oscar, that is a beautiful tune. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
And welcome. It's nice to have you here.
That's Marion welcoming Oscar Peterson in 1980. She not only makes her guests feel welcome, she makes you and me welcome at the same time. She and her guests are having the best time, and Marion lets us know she's thrilled to have us there eavesdropping. Let's do some of that as she and Mr. Peterson talk about competition among musicians.
Again, I love that line I read somewhere about you guys, probably Herb Ellis, I don't know, different guitarists you've had, and Ray, you know, everybody's out to get each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
every night it was a threatening contest. I'd come downstairs or come into the club, and they'd look at me and say, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel good." I said, "I hope so." "Why?" Because we're going to waste you tonight. You know, that was the attitude.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it was a great attitude because, you know, as much as it was a kibitz, I'd say to myself subconsciously, I'd say, well, I just better maybe stretch out a little on them in the first set so they won't think they can actually do it. And meanwhile, they're mentally probably thinking the same thing, saying, well, you know, he probably thinks we're kidding him. He said that, but let's get him anyway. So I think, if anything, the audience and the listeners benefited from any event that went on.
Oh, probably. Oh, I love all that interplay. You know, George Shearing and I have been doing a few two-piano things, and he's like that. He doesn't say anything, but every minute he's trying to waste me. And he does.
You're not too easily wasteable.
He changes key. He'll play some stride piano.
Oh, yeah.
He'll do things that are really, really mean. You know, but I love it. I love every minute of it. How about another duet?
Oh, I'd love to.
And this is one of my favorite tunes, Falling in Love with Love. And we're going to do this in C, right?
I hope so. Because I don't know it in any other key.
Can I do an ad-lib introduction?
Yeah, you
And then
started.
I'll go into C.
Go ahead.
Right.
I'll follow you.
Marion McPartlin and Oscar Peterson playing Rodgers and Hart's Falling in Love with Love, the kind of intimate musical conversation that won the prestigious Peabody Award in 1983 for piano jazz, Marion, the show's producers at South Carolina ETV Radio, and NPR. The bread and butter of piano jazz is the great American popular songbook, Rodgers and Hart, the Gershwins, Marion's friend Duke Ellington, Hoagy Carmichael, Irving Berlin, and all the rest of the songwriters of the Golden Age. It's a pleasure to enter their world every week through Marion.
How do you learn so many tunes? I mean, you know thousands of tunes.
But not as many as you, Marianne. Well,
I'll tell you something. If we had a competition, I think you probably would win hands down.
That's Marianne arguing with all-time great pianist Hank Jones. And believe me, that's a rare argument. Marianne seldom defers to anybody in her knowledge of tunes, and properly so. She knows a million of them. Listen to Hank and Marianne talk about a song they probably danced to in 1940, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. It's like they're talking about a living thing, a relative maybe, or an old friend.
John, you, John, and myself
John Lewis?
John, is there another John? John,
I guess not.
John Lewis, you and myself were doing our Japanese tour. A tune that I think you played, and I think at one time I played, and I think all three of us played this tune at one time or other, but never together. But I'd like to hear your rendition of this tune now.
Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
It's funny, maybe I did play that then, but it probably is a little different now. Hope so, anyway.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be very beautiful.
Don't trust me entirely here, but I figure that Marianne has had something like 650 guests on Piano Jazz over the last 30 years. 650 guests! And this isn't spending a couple of minutes in a news interview. This is spending an entire hour talking and playing with each of them. People you've heard of, people you haven't heard of, old people, young people, people from here, people from overseas. You have to have enormous intellectual and cultural range to do that. And you have to be open to music of all kinds. In 1991, Ray Charles talked about that broad-minded approach to music with Marianne, who kept up with him every step of the way. And after their chat, listen to how this British-born woman can play the blues with the genius himself.
Listen, I want to learn something from you. Let's do, you've played something before, like a nice little blues thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you play, your time thing is so, like, sometimes you lay back so far, and I'm thinking...
Yeah, I've been accused of that.
No, but it's wonderful, because it's so interesting to hear somebody do that, and they don't ever lay back too far.
Yeah. You know, but, well, as long as you know how to wind back up where one is.
But I just want to play that blues with you, because I'm going to learn something.
Let's see.
You know, you listen to Marianne, and she doesn't sound like she's interviewing anybody, but she's one of the greatest interviewers on the air. She gets musicians to reveal things that they usually don't, and gets them to talk about music without talking down to us, non-musicians. Check out this exchange with then-rising star Nora Jones in 2003.
I don't know. I'm thinking to myself, what a sort of fairy tale thing that happened to you. You came right out with this hit record. It's just so, to me, it is sort of like a fairy tale.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. I didn't think... I was excited to make a record, and I knew it would be my first record, and it wouldn't be perfect, and that hopefully some people would hear it, but, you know, wouldn't be a big deal, and then I could go on to the next record. And had I known so many people were going to hear it, I probably wouldn't have let it go, wouldn't have let it be released. It's just so weird to have your first thing out there, you know, for me anyway.
Well, and then to get involved with so many dates, I mean, that must be a little hard.
Oh, the
all
touring.
That traveling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good, though. My whole band and my sound people, we're all really close friends. And
well, that's nice.
It's actually really nice, yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it. If you don't have a good touring family, I think it would be hard.
I hope it's fair to say that some of the sensitivity of Marion the interviewer, especially when it comes to her visits with other women musicians, comes from her own experience as a woman in jazz and as one of the most important women in all of modern music. Don't take my word for it. Queen Elizabeth II just made Marion an officer of the Order of the British Empire for all of her work in music. Marion has continued to champion women in jazz and has introduced us to dozens of new and sometimes overlooked musicians. But nowhere are her sensitivity and empathy on more glorious display than when she's accompanying singers. Marion is one of the great accompanists of all time. In fact, the first time I became aware of her was when I saw a column she wrote about accompanying, or comping as they say, in Downbeat magazine about 45 years ago. It takes so much to be a great accompanist, not just musicianship and technique, but character, humanity, really, and a kind of faith. Marion spoke about it in 2002 with the singer Nina Freelon.
What a wonderful thing when you can trust that the music will bring you to where you need to be.
Well, I guess when we're doing this kind of thing, we do have to have faith or try something. I think that's one of the things about jazz, that you try things. You don't go with the old tried and true.
Right.
Even if it doesn't come off the way you intended, you can usually make something out of it.
It's true.
Not only a lesson in jazz, a lesson in life from Marion McPartland. Listen to how that attitude carries her through. When Marion introduced us to a singer and pianist new to most of us in 1995, it was also their first meeting. And yet, listen to how they perform together without a rehearsal. Listen to how Marion listens and supports a singer with somewhat tricky phrasing, Diana Krall.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, Diana, a Benny Carter tune, which I think is one of his best tunes, Only Trust Your Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could try that one.
Okay, I just learned it, so
oh, yeah?
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. What key do you do it in?
An E flat.
Okay.
Never trust in the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs before you start to sigh. Never trust in the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and he knows how to lie. Just wait for a night.
We've put together a tiny sample of some of the styles Marion can play. Are you strapped in? Here she is, rocking some New Orleans rhythm and blues with Marsha Ball. Playing bebop with Dizzy Gillespie. Ragtime with Ubi Blake. Country with Willie Nelson and Jackie King.
Why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do?
And Bach for William F. Buckley Jr., to whom she just confessed her inability to play Bach.
I wish I could not play a piece like that.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.